The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must eat America.
We can take America back, folks, by getting rid of the financial terrorists and those that support them, our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., that have allowed the Fed Reserve to operate as a private corporation and steal your wealth for almost 100 years. Would you like me to repeat that? No, I think you heard me the first time. Second hour of the National Intel Report on the sixth day of October, 2009. And let's continue with your calls with Robert Chapman, Robbie Noel, and yours truly, John Statmiller. Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Bob and Robbie. Say, back during the election cycle, I had called in and related a story of my encounter with Norm Coleman. During that encounter, you know, it was when Bush had started the banker bailout ball rolling downhill, and I asked Norm about the $8.9 trillion, and he made a comment of, well, just because we issued that amount of money doesn't mean the president has to spend it. And I think John made a comment about crack addicts or something like that, so... Anyway, another thing I asked during that time, you know, I relayed a story about that I'd heard on, you know, one of the Patriot stations here about buying gasoline for a quarter, and of course I pulled a silver dollar out of my pocket, and at the time silver had been trading for $16 an ounce, and gasoline was $4 a gallon, and of course that makes a quarter a gallon, and today, you know, silver is over 17 an ounce, and locally here, gasoline is 234. So, Bob, what's going on? Has Wall Street invented some kind of strange, exotic spread trade between oil and gold and silver, or should we all be out filling our waste cans and everything else full of gasoline because it's going to go up soon?
Well, everybody has their opinion on the market, and oil and gasoline prices could very well go up in the future just due to inflation. And so and inflation is going to get considerably worse than it was a year and a half to 2 years ago. And so some people, I mean, let's take the price of natural gas. I just made a recommendation 3 weeks ago at 250 an MCF. I said, buy. It closed close to $5 today. I told people in the issue that's coming out tomorrow, if you were long those contracts, sell them, or at least put a stop behind them in here, and try to sell between 5 and 5.30. There is an absolute boatload of natural gas available. The price should not be where it's at. Why is it there? Speculation. And part of it's caused by these ETFs, exchange-traded funds. And the same thing happens in gasoline and in oil as well. I know that Goldman Sachs is long oil and gasoline right now. They think it's going higher. Maybe it will. But commodities are used as a store of value, just like gold and silver are. And so when you have inflation, they go up. But when you have deflation, gold for sure will hold its own and maybe go up like double like it did in the early 1930s. Silver, we don't know yet because we've never had silver in short supply like it is today in other markets in the past. And so, the jury is out on that one.
Rob, hold on.
But gold and silver are the way to go.
We got a break. Rob, if you got a follow-up, hang on. We'll carry you through the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I guess we answered Rob's questions. We'll move to Dave in Arizona. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Question for Bob. Today, silver went up, I believe, about 76 cents. How high does he see it going in the short term and the long term?
Well, I think in the short term, it's going to test the high at just over $20. And once that's surmounted, I think it could run to 35. It depends in part what gold does, too. I think this move in gold is going to 16 to 1700. I think it'll back and fill, and it's going to be fairly quickly. It'll back and fill, probably to 14.5, 1500. And the next launch next year should be to $2,500 to $3,000. Where would that put silver? It's hard to say. It certainly would be over $50. Maybe it would be 100. Maybe it would be more. Silver's a hard one to call. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I mean, there's no question. Silver should be in excess of $50 as we speak. Because if you look at the fundamentals of silver, they are a lot different than the fundamentals in gold when we're talking about supply and demand. I've always had the sneaking suspicion, because of obviously the wide use of silver in electronics business, that the likes of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan suppress the price of silver to appease their clients who are in the manufacturing business, who would see obviously $50 silver as prohibitive in the manufacturing of cell phones, for instance.
You know,
there's a lot of skullduggery. I'd say there's a lot more skullduggery going on in the silver market than there is in the gold market.
Go ahead.
It hit $50, didn't it, in the 80s?
Yep.
Yeah, it sure did. You know, the Silver Users Association have rigged the markets for years. And now you've got the federal government in there, and you've got the CFTC allowing concentration. Three banks virtually control the entire short position, and the manipulation of silver has been unbelievable. That's why it's so important to get rid of the Fed, because all of this stuff will come out, and we'll see exactly what they've done, probably exactly what we've been telling you that they've done, but so few people were willing to listen over all these years. But this is pay time. The cash register is going to ring big time for both gold and silver. And anybody who isn't in there better get in there, because the train's leaving the station. And if you are in there and you got investable funds, you better put them in there now, because this is a breakout. These prices are not going back down.
And thank you for saying that, Bob, because what I've been itching to remind people is, and Robbie, you saw this, we talked about this, and Bob, you were there at the time, we saw gold go to 750. But then it gone back down to 5.25, 5.50. We heard the belly aching of the miners out there saying, well, unless it reaches this amount, it doesn't pay us to mine it. And the people were waiting once it hit 700. Well, I'll wait till it goes back down to 500, and then I'll buy again. Look, here's
it ain't gonna happen.
No kidding. Here's the deal, folks. You know, if silver right now, say, just arbitrarily $17, it doubles. It goes to, what, 34. Well, it'll double again. That'll be 68. We're talking about between $70, $50, $75, $100. This is, they're doubling and quadrupling. And if you find folks out there, and gold right now, Robbie told you about the deal here. Gold right now, you can buy French roosters, 20 of them for $47.60. That's going to look like a bargain basement price here soon. And you're going to wait till it goes to $1,500 or $1,700 an ounce. And what this is, you're converting these worthless Federal Reserve notes, like everybody on this planet is doing right now, to get into something that is going to be an insurance policy that you're not going to lose your net worth. You're actually going to start gaining on inflation. And when this starts hitting, Bob, I don't know how we can relay this. The people seem to only think, well, if it happens, then I'll examine it. We've been telling people, and we've not been far off this mark all the time we've been talking to them, that this is the insurance policy to get into, period. But people,
and you know, John, you have a record short position by commercials, which are banks, in both gold and silver, which means sooner or later they got to cover. And the record in gold is 284,000 contracts. The previous high was 275. And on top of that, you've got production in both gold and silver, which are falling. And, you know, how far can these commercials go? I mean, they've got to be losing billions of dollars. And I think they're going to have to cover in here. And I think that's what's going to make gold and silver shoot up. And another thing, too, as I mentioned earlier, 95% of the analysts, economists, letter writers, chartists think gold's going to go down. And they've been wrong every single time.
Sure, it's going to go
down. I mean, they ought to fold their tents and go into some other business, because they've been so dreadful in their calls.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, I've heard several people talking about a currency that's 50% backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know exactly what currency? Because I only heard part of that.
Well, what he said was there will be a basket of currencies, and I've contended that for a long time. Probably the top 20 currencies in the world. I don't think you're going to see a 50% gold backing. I don't think it's doable. What is doable is 25%. And that means that all those countries that sold their gold that want to be in the top 20, those fiat currencies, are going to have to gallop out and they're going to have to buy gold, or they're going to get a lower rating in the weighting, weighting, of this new commercial currency that's going to be created.
So it's a currency that basically doesn't even exist yet.
That's right.
Okay.
But, you know, the OPEC has had a model for years of 20 currencies, but nobody wanted to talk about it because if you did, the United States blew your head off.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that literally. I mean that physically.
Yeah. That is true.
I mean, ask Renee. She put it, you know, very succinctly earlier in the program.
Dave, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what direct correlation, how exactly would that work? If they come up with a currency and say we're going to back it by 25%, what's that going to do to the price of gold? If they're trying to back currencies with
gold? It'll send it into the stratosphere. Yeah. But, you know, less than 5% of the people in the world own gold on average. Less than 3% in the United States. They're going to get screwed royally.
Because
they're not participating.
That is absolutely where do those figures come from, 3%?
That's a guesstimate.
Okay.
I think it's less than that.
Pardon me, Rob?
I think it's less than that, Bob. I don't think...
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. The point is, Americans, maybe at the height of the gold-silver run, which are only the second of three stages, maybe four, when this thing runs, more people will get on. My guess is a total of about 15%. All the rest of the people, and it's in the next issue coming out tomorrow, will lose 50 to 95% of their assets. Guaranteed.
This is, you know, sometimes, Bob, and you and I have known each other for quite some time. We've known Robbie. Robbie's known us for quite some time. This boggles my mind. It's even hard for me to get my mind wrapped around this, because what we're going to be seeing here in the future is the dollar, it's going to fall off the edge of the planet. And what are we going to convert our dollars to? Are we going to be buying yen or yuan or rubles or shekels or whatever it is? And people, they don't have a clear, definable picture as to what's going to happen in this country in the future. When all this money that was suggested, it's going to come back to the United States, and that's going to be even worth less than it is right now. You know, we're monetizing our debt. You know, folks, think about this. You know, China. Oh, yeah, we're going to make a most favored nation status. Well, these people over there shoot underperforming factory workers behind their plants. That's not a joke, and that's not made up. They literally do this stuff. So, you know, we get into bed with these people. Our manufacturing companies move over there, get in cozy with the communist Chinese. These are people that are absolutely, if it weren't for the buck that they're making, they'd be plotting ways to blow us up yesterday. So here we are. They've borrowed, and we've lent them, they have bought our debt. We sold it to them. And we're paying interest on this stuff to the tune of about $800 million a week. And where do you think that money's coming from? Remember, the government doesn't produce anything. It can only do by way of taxation to bring money into the coffers. They're borrowing at astronomical rates. You've seen what happened with Geithner and Paulson and the Fed, George Bush, and now Barry Sartoro, Obama. And we've got a situation here that this dollar is going to continue to weaken and collapse. What are you going to do about it, folks? What is your sane alternative? You have but one choice. Heed the clarion call. Because if you want to heat and eat next year, you damn well better move today. And I can't put it any other way, Bob. I don't think people are getting it.
Well, if they don't, they're going to starve to death. That's simple.
Well, don't come to my door, because the rice and the wheat I got put back, I've got for my family. We've been telling you, but you ain't been listening. We're going to take the break, come back with your phone calls. And, folks, I hate to beat you up like this, but sometimes somebody's got to come up and smack you square in the face to get your attention.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All you fine folks that are tuned in today, you need to tune in to the program tomorrow because we're going to be giving some stuff away. And when I say stuff, I don't mean we were running a rummage sale or something I found in my garage that I no longer need. No, I think it's going to be silver Jackson rounds. So tune in tomorrow. One little silver, what you can get tomorrow may be worth, before you bat an eyeball, $100. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi. Well, first of all, I totally agree about gold and silver. I've been buying silver since the U.S. government started back in 1986. Thank you, Ron Paul. And I was buying it when it was about $3.50 to $4 an ounce. And I would buy maybe 100 ounces every other month or so. And I'd buy a couple hundred coins. Right now I got about 5,000 of those. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I've got a freedom that I don't have with stocks or with cash. I feel really good that I have it. Now, knowing that, you know, everything that's been happening.
Wait. Steve, let me stop you. You got 5,000 rounds. If that goes to $100 a round, that's worth $500,000.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just letting other people know. I just did the math. No wonder you're chuckling. You're in the catbird seat.
Yeah, I'm really happy. You know, I saw this because I remember my grandparents giving me silver dollars when I'd go over to their house, and I'd visit with them, and they'd get out like a Morgan, you know, one of these old Morgans that they had, and I would get, they'd give me one every time I went over there. And, you know, it got to the point where, hey, you know, these things were worth something. I knew they were valuable. So I converted my work that I was doing into these pieces of silver. Because I knew throughout history, silver and gold has been worth something. And I figured, well, you know, silver is, they call it white gold. And I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I'm of the firm belief, though, that if gold goes up beyond $5,000 an ounce, or $3,000, or even doubles to where from where it is now, that there aren't going to be anybody that's going to be able to afford to buy it.
That's been our point. This is what I'm trying to drive home to people, that they are not going to have the opportunity to make any money anywhere in the very near term. And while you still have convertible funny money here, convert it, because every other smart person is doing exactly that.
Well, you know, John, from the coin dealers that I've been buying from, because I have friends in the coin industry, you know, in the they have a coin business, and they treated me pretty well. They've been selling me coins that, you know, $2.50 above spot. And I've been happy with that.
Yeah.
And I've recently heard comments that he says, you know what, I'm not going to take Federal Reserve notes for these anymore. Now, what does that tell you?
That tells me that the guy that's selling the good stuff knows what's coming. You know, the irony to this is, Steve, that I had gold and silver myself, and to run this network, and we've been helping people by sounding the alarm, banging the trash can lids, whatever. I've had to sell off all my gold and silver to keep this network running. And we're trying to bail other people's butt out. And my wife looks at me the other day, and she said, do you get the idea? You're sitting on the deck chair of the Titanic.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to depend on people like you to shove a few silver rounds my way as this thing heats up, because I've got no personal wealth left. I've given all that I've got.
I can confirm that.
Robbie knows very well.
Yeah, I bought it from you.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a chance to call Congressman Boehner's office today.
Oh,
I read the story on Republic's website.
Yes, DV Kids story. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I made mention of that article, and they said that they got quite a few calls on that.
I bet. And I bet, because it was succinct. There, this guy is the hypocrite accusing the Obama administration of not producing jobs when he was in on one of the biggest sellouts of America. I've got another word other than hypocrite, but this is a family show.
Well, we could call him a liar too, but let me ask you guys this: I've got six things that the United States needs to do, which I know they're never going to do, in order for us to survive. The first one is get rid of the Fed, stop paying foreign banks to allow us to so they can allow us to print our own money. Get out of NAFTA and GATT. We got to cut taxes to zero. End socialism in the United States. Put tariffs on all imported goods, including oil, and drill for our own oil in the United States, like Gull Island. And then the last thing is let Israel support itself and keep the U.S. out of Israeli problems.
Boy, do you think Traficant really pissed off the Israelis when he let the cat out of the bag that, hey, we've been giving these people $15 to $20 billion every year? And you know, the funny thing about this is, what did the Obama administration just do? Sunk $20 billion in moving how many people out of Palestine because, well, they can claim that, we're in need here. While Israel continues to displace and kill those people over there, Obama is going to open up the floodgates and allow them to come here. What kind of idiocy is this?
It's crazy. And, you know, John, as far as Jim Traficant, I am donating my time to make sure that he gets reelected. I'm working for him.
Well, hey, there you go. Steve, you sound like a smart cookie and well-positioned. Remember, you might have to bail me out in the future.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, thanks a lot. We got to go to break here, folks. We got a half hour left, and the phone banks are full, so we'll keep it cooking. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Los Angeles, 2009, as reported by The Guardian, California may be the eighth largest economy in the world, but its state staff are being paid in IOUs. Unemployment is at its highest in 70 years, and teachers are on hunger strikes. So what has gone so catastrophically wrong? Well, California has a special place in the American psyche, the Golden State, a playground of the rich and famous with perfect weather. It symbolizes a lifestyle of sunshine, swimming pools, and the Hollywood Dream Factory. But the state that was once held as the epitome of boundless opportunities of America has collapsed. From its politics to its economy to its environment and its way of life, California is like a patient on life support. At the start of the summer, the state government was so deeply in debt that it began to issue IOUs instead of wages. Its unemployment rate has soared to more than 12%. And figure this one out, folks. 12%, it's much higher than that. Desperate to pay off crippling budget deficits, California is slashing spending in education, as if their kids aren't dumb enough, and health care, laying off vast numbers of workers and forcing others to take unpaid leave. An estate made up of sprawling suburbs and the collapse of the housing bubble has impoverished millions and kicked tens of thousands of families out of their homes. Its political system is locked in paralysis, and the two-term rule of former movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger is seen to be a disaster. His approval rating has sunk to levels that would make George Bush even blush. The crisis is so deep that Professor Kenneth Starr, who has written an acclaimed history of the state, recently declared California is on the verge of becoming a failed state in America. And commenting on that story, there was a gentleman here. Let me get to it real quickly. Bob M. says from California, he said, I'm a small contractor in the South Bay, and I've been in business here for over 12 years. I have paid taxes beyond belief and now have to face the November income tax increase with my employees. The state has gone through several poor, at best, governors and state senators. I'm tired of the burden my fellow contractors have faced and that some of them have gone under. It's not fair that the working people continue to give, by law, to an establishment that does not truly try to control its own spending. At this rate of increase in taxes and expansion of the removal of civil rights, California deserves to fail. Maybe then, while the throes of a desperation, will the changes needed so badly that they actually take place. The working people will not stand for this much longer. Lying, he says. Thank you, Bob M., for that reply. Let's go back to the phones here with my guest, as always on Tuesdays, Mr. Robbie Noel and Mr. Robert Chapman. And if I can get my screen to refresh. I'm sorry. Jim in Florida. Go ahead, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have a question for all three of you. In all of my reading of history, it appears that historically, all of the problems that have ever been caused have been caused by banks. Mm-hmm. And even if we, when the dust clears after all this is over with, if we come out of it and we can get back on a gold and silver standard, obviously we're going to have some sort of a banking system. Any of you three, have you given it any thought? Is it possible to have an honest banking system that benefits both the banker and the people who use the banks?
Boy, there's a loaded question. Gentlemen, which one of you wants to tackle this one?
Yeah, I mean, banks were honest when banks did what banks are supposed to do. But we changed the rules of the game, allowing banks to become boutiques for financial instruments. I mean, bankers used to be boring people, and that's why it worked back in those days. But banks aren't what banks used to be. You got to repeal those stupid laws that they passed, that Sarbanes-Oxley, all the rest of the nuttery that went on.
Well, and here's another thought on this. What did we have before banks were the usurious ones that, well, they floated loans for interest payment. And, of course, the interest that they were taking in, you know, where did that come from? They created more money that they carried on their books that was fictional in the first place. Bob, are we ever going to have a banking system here that is fee-based in this country? In other words, you take out a mortgage for 30 years, or you wouldn't have to take it out for that long. Say you took out a 10-year mortgage, and your payments were $1,500, $2,000 a month, and the only thing you had to do is to pay the bank a fee rather than all this usury. And how many years do we, when we take out a 30-year fixed, are we just paying into the interest on it and rather the principal?
Well, that's a good way to go about it, and there's no question. And I think that the rules have to be changed, and we have to have laws that say if you're going to lend on mortgages, that's the way you got to do it. Everything could emanate from the Treasury. The rules would include fractional banking, but at a limit of 8-to-1, and that's it. And that's for the sake of liquidity within the system. And the banks that would be overseen by the U.S. Treasury Department would have to abide by the letter of the law. And in that way, we could make the system work. I mean, under the Fed, they do anything they want. There is no law. I mean, we just had a former president say, there is no constitution. This has got to stop. The criminality in politics and business has got to stop. People have got to go to jail for doing what they do. I mean, you look at all the things that are going on, and there's not even a whisper that anybody would be charged with anything. Oh, they got one poor soul, this guy Ignacio, who did nothing more than what 600 other corporate officers did in backdating options. And because he wouldn't cooperate and pay a fine, he wanted to take it to court. They buried him. They're going to give him 6 years. And his appeal was turned down. That's the kind of punitive government we have. And that's why you can't deal with governments like that. And that's got to be stopped. And the people who do those things to individuals within the court system should go and serve sentences themselves.
Well, and the problem is that, you know, when I talk about replacing the money system, you know, we could print our own greenbacks, but what would it be based on? And even if the government had banks that we could go to borrow money only at fee rather than interest, compounded and whatever, the problem is how do you put the check on the federal government from firing up the printing press and the treasury and making all the money that they need to circulate, to do whatever they want to do? And this is not automatically going to force the government to shrink. As you put in your newsletter, Mr. Chapman, you said that the government's growing, what, four times faster than the economy? And that needs money. Where are they going to get the money if they can't sell the debt to anybody? They're going to have to monetize it. They're going to have to increase taxes on a system that's breaking down rapidly.
Well, what happens to happen to the federal government is what is law in the states. And they can't run a deficit. That ends it right there.
Now you're talking common sense, which I
assume you could limit the increase in money and credit by Treasury to 3 or 4% a year. We'll say 3.5%. And that would fuel some minor inflation, but it would keep it under control, and the economy could continue to grow. It's something that I've accepted over the years that I don't like to accept, but it's something that you have to give on.
All right.
Well, Bob, why do you think we need to keep at least like an 8-to-1 on fractional reserve?
That was my question. Thanks for asking it.
The question was, why do I think
we have to keep an 8-to-1
on the fractional reserve?
Because there's got to be liquidity in the system, and as long as it's well controlled by government and it can't be changed, and we can audit these people in banks more often than we do, usually it's just an exercise, then we can keep them from breaking up beyond the parameters that were within the law. Someone has got to create liquidity in the system. And if you're not going to have private banks do it, then the Treasury Department has got to do it. So the banks only can lend out what they've got there unless the Treasury lends money to them and allows them to go beyond that and pay interest on that to the federal government. It's got to happen somehow. You've got to have liquidity.
You'd have to set up a parameter, a limit on what the Fed could loan to these banks. Otherwise, that would get out of control.
Well, the rule's got to be there. And, you know, it's just we got to go back to the legislation that we passed in 1932, Glass-Steagall. We got to stop these banks from doing what they've done. We can help. We can blame Phil Graham for that, that evil person. And there's a number of things that got to be done, and they will be done. Either this whole economy, this whole country, is going to be in a state of revolution. And if Congress doesn't, you know, start realizing that real fast, they ain't going to be alive very long, because they'll be among the casualties just like everybody else. I can't imagine that they can be that stupid.
Hey, Bob, I can. And it's not
look,
stupid.
Look, I think there's hope, John. And when you have 300 co-sponsors for Ron Paul's bill, some people got to be waking up.
Well, yeah, they're waking up. But nobody, and I mean nobody, except for Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, has suggested that we put an end to the Fed. That is a very, very hard thing to tackle because, well, if we're going to get rid of that, why are we getting rid of it? Then they'd have to explain, and then they'd have to take responsibility and culpability for allowing this usurious system for 100 years to work a day and night, 24/7, to destroy the wealth of this country. Holy crap, they'd much rather go out and hang themselves or shoot themselves. Wait a minute. Never mind. Jim, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I got my screen back, thank God. Joan from Michigan. Hello, Joan.
I'd like to get off subject for a minute and ask a couple of questions about vaccinations.
Okay.
Number one, the ship that is so controversial, I sent this information to several people about the ship where all these sailors are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And
that came from Drew Raines, by the way.
From where?
Drew Raines. He was in contact with the wives of the Navy personnel that were on board these ships.
Drew Raines, okay. One of the people that got this message said it can't be true. If they don't even know the name of the ship, how can they possibly be telling the truth?
Well, and what happened was Naval Intelligence and other agencies showed up at the wives' doorsteps of all these Navy personnel and told them, said, look, this is a national security issue now. You say one more word, we might have to take action against you. So I would take this up with Drew Raines.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And the second question I have is this. I just heard this afternoon from a friend of mine in another state about a family that just lost their two-month-old baby 2 days after being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't wake up in the morning. And I'm wondering if there's anything in place to monitor these kind of situations. And is the government monitoring this, keeping numbers or checking these things out? Does anybody know?
Well, you're going to depend on agencies like the CDC, which is pushing for vaccinations. Everybody is pushing for even I read something today, Joan, that even Tim Conway Jr., the comedian Tim Conway that was on the Carol Burnett show for all those years, he's coming out and telling people to take these vaccinations. Everybody's pushing these vaccinations. So what you're saying is that we've got to go to the people that are lying and pushing this stuff to actually take a look and report accurately of all the deaths and all the mayhem that this is going to cause. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, the sad thing with this family that lost their baby is they don't have a clue. They don't have any idea that it might have been the vaccination.
Yeah.
Well,
that's because it's sacrosanct. I mean, we're here for your protection.
Right.
Joan, I got to let you go, dear.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Appreciate your call. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
This is off topic also, like the lady just called. I was at the Veterans Hospital today for like four and a half hours a day. And I noticed all these Palm Beach County sheriffs were there, cars, and I think they were doing training to give the vaccines, is what I believe, because there was a lot of sheriffs there.
Yeah.
And I did notice every older vet, they all are pushing for the flu shot.
Well, and look, you have AARP that has come out, and initially it, we're not with the health care, only to discover that their real mission was to tell the seniors in this country that, we're for the national health care plan. I mean, duplicity and lying, I'm tired of it all, John. I really am. And the fact is that I don't know if you heard my show yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Then you understand how they think that they hold dominion over us and that we must capitulate and we must do this. Because we are being controlled, and one of those key operatives of control has been the Federal Reserve. And I can't go into this right now. Folks, go into the archives. Listen to my show yesterday. John, I thank you for your call.
Okay.
Gary in Indiana. Hello, Gary. Gary, you're with us.
Well, I'll try to switch a little again. In 1886, there was a ruling by the Supreme Court on a case, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad, in which corporations were now endowed with the same rights of the individual. That's part of the fascism, or the start of the fascism, that we're now engulfed in, and corporations now have so many more rights than individuals that is pitiful. For example, water is being directed, so I'm told, by the criminals in Congress to the ocean from San Joaquin Valley in California that provides 50% of this nation's vegetables, fruits, and nuts.
Yep. Yep.
Over a 3-inch fish called a smelt, I think it is.
And you know what I came back with on that? Where's the money to build the desalinization plants to convert that seawater to fresh water for drinking purposes, and then we can use the other stuff for irrigation purposes with, by the way, miserly drip type of irrigation. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said.
Is it better of never have to love at all, or be in love and lost it? Is it better to have a country that was the envy of the entire world and then sit and watch as we lose it? There's a philosophical question for you. Robbie, the Bob Chapman Tuesday absolute screaming deal of the day, and heed, folks, here's your insurance policy.
These are 5th of an ounce French roosters. 0.1867 ounces of pure gold, $238 a piece. If you order 20 or more, it's $4,760. And for that, you will receive a very valuable year subscription to the International Forecaster, and or an extension if you already have a subscription, and a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN by calling 1-800-691-7898. And sorry, we are now all out of Silver Eagles.
They're already gone.
Gone.
Okay. That didn't last long.
No,
and folks, if you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, or Silver Training, the banner is right on republicbroadcasting.org. Guess what? You can buy the Jackson silver rounds.
That's probably going to be the only silver coins you're going to be able to buy soon,
yeah.
Considering the Mint has now suspended the 2009 Silver Eagle and gold production.
There you go. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Problem. Yeah, I think we could solve a lot of problems by kicking your cowboy-ass state right out of the union.
Which? Texas?
Yeah.
Man.
You know, you guys cause a lot of trouble.
Well, and, okay, you want to elaborate on that, Rick?
Yeah, all three presidents were in the wars of the 20th century.
Yeah. But we have one shining example here, and it's a Ron Paul.
Yeah, but his buddy Lehrman had his signature on the PNAC document. You got an answer for that?
His buddy. Who's his buddy?
Lehrman. He wrote that book about gold 10 years ago. His buddy Lehrman, he was the signature to the PNAC document. I said, you got an answer for that.
Oh, well, hey, I don't control Republican policy. I can only go by what Ron Paul has done and him personally has said. I'd prefer to have the guy as governor rather than a U.S. congressman. Maybe we can go about straightening some things out. But, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Hey, there's some very bad people that have come out of this state. Very bad people.
There's a long litany of stuff that, when you think about it, Texas is big government.
What about John McCain there out of Arizona, Rick? I thank you for your call. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy. Guy, you there? Is he there? Okay, he's not there. Gentlemen, we got a couple minutes left. Parting shots here.
Let's give Robbie the parting shot.
The parting shot. The parting shot is today's news story is a lot bigger than we are contemplating. This goes back many years. This fear that's inherent within the government of the world rejecting U.S. dollars for that commodity known as oil.
What else has come out of Arizona that I missed? John McCain?
John Shattuck? John Kyle?
Roadrunners?
Yeah, the list is endless.
You know, Rick has been a caller to this program for quite some time. I wonder what lit his fuse about Texas. We are still a republic, by the way.
We even had a governor that went to jail.
Hey, even Rick Perry, a couple of months ago, said, you know, we still have the right to secede. Oh, God. People are
anything to get reelected.
I'm telling you. Well, look forward to Kay Bailey Hutchinson. I myself would much rather see Ron Paul as governor, picking a good lieutenant governor, because in many respects, lieutenant governor has much more power than the governor. I wonder what lit Ricky's fuse. Maybe Lucy called him stupid. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time. I'll see you next Tuesday, Mr. Chapman. Robbie
Noel.
You
got it, kid.
Robbie Noel comes up next on the flip side right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Bye-bye.
With